The Girl in Green, written by Derek B. Miller and read by Robert G. Slade. Arwood Hobbs was bored. Not regular bored. Not your casual rainy day Cat in the Hat style bored that arrives with the wet, leaving you with nothing to do. It wasn't post-fun or pre-excitement bored either. It was somehow different. It felt rare and deliberate, entire and complete, industrial and inescapable. It was the kind of bored that had you backstroking in the green mist of eternity, wondering about the big questions without searching for answers. And it wasn't in short supply either, because it was being dispensed like candy on Halloween to Arwood and others like him at Checkpoint Zulu, at the rim of the Euphrates Valley in the heart of Iraq, by the world's largest contractor of boredom, the United States Army. How long had he been bored? How long was he destined to be bored? Arwood couldn't even muster the motivation to care as he melted over his machine gun under the hot, hot sun that was pressing down on the sandy sand around him without a raindrop in sight and no one offering to cheer him up. The M60 machine gun was the perfect height for leaning on. It was probably the perfect height for firing, too, but Arwood had no proof of that because he hadn't fired the gun since qualifying on it, and there was nothing to aim at because everything was far away, apart from a camel. And while he did point the gun at the camel for a while, it ultimately seemed a mean thing to do. So he stopped. That was eons ago. Nothing fun like that had happened since. Even the camel had gone away. It wasn't that Arwood was unfamiliar with being bored and that his resistance was low. After all, Operation Desert Storm, now over, had really been just a month-long air campaign on exposed Iraqi troops followed by a 4-day ground war, which meant there wasn't a lot of ground war for him or his buddies, or much for people on the ground to actually do. For Arwood, the Gulf War primarily involved him doing a lot of nothing for 3 months, in the sand, jogging expectantly beside an APC with his gun for a few days, only to be told it was over. But at least back then there had been a sense that something might happen. There was a sense of possibility, not anymore. Possibility was but a popped balloon for Arwood. And at the very moment they were all expected to go home, his company drew the shortest of short straws, and they'd been deployed here to Checkpoint Zulu, 240 kilometers from the Kuwaiti border. He had no idea why. This time there was nothing to look forward to but peace. Endless, tedious, nondescript, fluffy, white peace. You could eat a grenade. You really could. It was into this stagnant vortex of quietude and for nothingness that a form approached Arwood from across the desert. Like everything in Iraq, it came at him sideways. Arwood didn't look.